It's the world's largest active volcano, but Mauna Loa hasn't looked like this for almost four decades.
You know, we're way overdue. We were way overdue for a Mauna Loa eruption. And so we had prepared.
Standing at more than 4,000 meters above sea level, Mauna Loa has been stirring for weeks, worrying scientists with earthquakes just below the summit, a sign of the eruption to come.
We don't want to try and second guess the volcano. We have to let it actually show us what it's going to do, and then we inform people of what is happening ASAP.
Communities had held emergency meetings in preparation for a possible evacuation, though none so far has been called.
I'm here because I'm concerned. I live here and I work here.
Mauna Loa makes up about half the landmass of the Big Island, the southernmost tip of the Hawaiian archipelago. The U.S. Geological Survey says the eruption is currently contained to the volcano's summit. About half of Mauna Loa's previous eruptions have stayed there, while half have also seeped out through rifts at lower elevations, endangering ranches and beachside communities.
We could be in for a little bit of a prolonged time trying to determine if this is going to be a summit-only eruption or a summit plus a rift zone eruption.
Residents are fearing a repeat of 2018, when the eruption of a smaller neighboring volcano destroyed 700 homes. Mauna Loa is both taller and steeper, meaning magma would be able to reach human populations faster if the mountain boils over. But Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency says that would be a worst-case scenario and one too early to predict. For now, it has opened two shelters as a precaution and warned of ash and gases as Hawaiians watch, worry, and wait. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera.